This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
This episode revisits a 2018 interview between Kylie Walczak and Gil Penalosa. Gil is credited with organizing the Open Streets movement in Bogota, Colombia, through a weekly event that inspired our own Ciclovía Tucson and many other events worldwide. Ciclovía reclaims public space by closing down several miles of streets for the day and opening them up to people of all ages and abilities to enjoy. Here's the interview.
People always ask me, is it Ciclovía, Ciclovía, Ciclovía? How do you say it?
Well, you know, actually, I think that it's better to have a different name that would have no relation to cycling, because obviously everybody who rides bikes will come, and about 60% of the participants usually are riding bicycles. But it's also about people walking and skating and running and just sitting down and watching people. Most of the cities in the U.S. are calling it open street, if not open street. Some people call it like recreational street, but I would say the most common name in the U.S. is open streets.
Ciclovía was a way to bring people together in a place that didn't have a lot of open space or public space. Can you tell me more about your inspiration?
Two things. First, my big inspiration was Central Park. When I became commissioner, I was reading the biography of Fred Olmsted, who did most of the large parks in North America, including Central Park. And he said that 160 years ago, he said everybody in New York hated everybody, the locals and the immigrants, the blacks and the whites, the rich and the poor. And he said they don't know each other. They don't live in the same buildings. Their children don't go to the same schools. We need to create places where people can meet as equals. And that was my inspiration. I found in Bogota there was a program already in existence with a few miles and a few thousand people. And in 3 years, we turned it into the world's largest pop-up park. So we basically open streets to people, from set to cars, every Sunday and holiday. We get about 1.7 million people every Sunday of the year. So basically one out of four people come out to walk or bike or skate. Why is it important to do 75 miles? Because we need to interconnect the whole city. The wealthiest neighbors, the poorest neighbors, east, west, north, south. So that's why it was important. And from the point of view of public space, something that is interesting is for everybody in Tucson to understand that if you look at the city from the air, more than one-third of the city are streets. And those streets are public spaces that they belong to everybody. And they can have different uses according to the time of the day of the week of the year. And that's what open streets or Ciclovía does, is to transform the streets to have different uses.
For more information and to listen to the unedited version of this interview, visit kxci.org and find Pedaling the Pueblo.
Thank you very much.
Tucson's latest Ciclovía took place on Sunday, October 30th on a brand new route. It was a car-free, carefree day for tens of thousands of people. Learn more about this biannual event and your local open streets movement at ciclovíatucson.org.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.